God bless all the young artists who have delivered to us the best of great tunes that have kept us going during this pandemic. And God bless O'Malley. God bless Fireboy. God bless
Joe Boy.
Joe Boy. Mm. Buju. All of you. Oxalate.
Ladipo.
All of you. Each and every one of you. We're taking our time today on your number one station for talk to appreciate you, to talk about the great work you've done. These songs will live with us forever. Many years after, you know, even when you're gone, many years, these songs would keep part of the stories that we tell during this pandemic. I'm telling you, I'm just imagining what role these songs have played, each of them. Thank you so much for giving us such great, great piece of music. And that particular one by O'Malley called Understand, it's just a banger.
What is it about the song that gets you high?
It's the rhythm, it's the story, it's the vibe. Mm. There's something inexplicable about these Otter guys and their music. I'm telling you, I know a lot of people can relate. We have been in the music industry, we have been following the music industry for many years now. At least we are very young, but at least we're there from when they were doing Mr. Lecturer and all those old songs. We've seen how the music has evolved from Pangolo to different kinds of great songs.
Yeah.
But this period, I won't lie to you, you won't find specifically what exactly is making you love the music.
Mm.
But it's something it does to you. It's healing.
Yeah,
it's feel-good music.
There's a vibe to it, exactly.
Absolutely.
Feel-good music. And, and I think that's what the Otter music is about.
Uh-huh.
It's just feel-good.
Mm.
Feel-good vibe.
Absolutely. Well, guys, we are not here to talk about Otter. We're just here to say welcome to another episode of What's Up Lagos with the Techers.
That's right.
Where we bring you another vibe entirely.
Mm.
Do you think that What's Up Lagos kind of has that kind of vibe?
The feel good vibe. I think so.
That is inexplicable. you just know when it's time. You tune in. You feel like, yeah, it's time to feel good.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm telling you, and that's why we're here.
That's right. How are you, Lagos? How was your weekend? Mm. Was it a splendid one or not? We're hoping that it was. Welcome. It's the 16th day of August 2021. It's a Monday, a fresh week.
Mm-hmm.
And what a day to be alive.
It is a day the Lord has made for us to be glad and rejoice in it.
That's right. Welcome to What's Up Lagos with the Techers. A round of applause. Why did I do that?
It's okay. Family members from all around the world.
That's
welcome,
right.
Welcome. A carball. Bienvenue.
This is a time you tell your brother, to tell your sister, to tell your aunt, to tell your uncle, to tell your grandma, to tell your grandpa, to tell your mom and dad, to tell your neighbors, everyone, that the tech is alive.
We're live and we're ready to dish to you another dish or another delicacy of informative, educative, entertaining, and most importantly, inspiring radio broadcast. And well, it's 10 minutes past 10, a good time to lay the foundation of our focus today, or should I say our discussions today. It's a Monday and we have an hour, 30 minutes to be with you together as a family. We start with the feel of Lagos from across the city. We'd also take you through the Family Talk abridged episode as we proceed. And then much later, you'd have the Power Solutions. But guys, let's take you across Lagos. If you're ready, we are ready. Welcome to What's Up Lagos. This is the feel of Lagos.
What's up, Lagos, baby? Get set. Make me live like La Vida.
welcome, Lagos. 12 minutes can pass the hour of 10. It's What's Up, Lagos. You know how we start the feel of Lagos. You tell us what is going on around your area. How are you doing? How was your weekend? Give us some gist. What was your biggest story over the weekend? You want to gist us about it? And remember to feel good. Remember to scream What's Up, Lagos when you call. The phone lines are 0700-993-993-993. And the female-only line is 01465-7190. If you want to drop a WhatsApp comment, you can do that.
On 0809-597-5805. You know, I have a complaint this morning.
Sorry, sir.
It's not like I want to complain. It's not that kind of complain. It's okay. Fun complain.
Okay.
You know, I don't know who's in this same soup now. Because me... You know, it's how they do me. I always bring it on the radio.
Okay. What's that?
You know,
take it easy. What's going on? What is it? So, what do you want to say now? I hope I'm not the one on the spot this time.
It is you.
It is you.
So, guys, before now. This was my experience, you know.
Okay.
I was pretty much...
Why am I scared?
I was pretty much the center of attraction.
Okay.
I was pretty much the one... I mean, you'd have my loving wife tell me things like, Collins, no, I mean, have you... What are you wearing tomorrow, you know? No, I don't like this. What's this? Is this pimples on your face? No, let me take care of it. Let me see your nails. Let me, you know, stuff like that.
Oh,
good. And... You know, I enjoyed it. Me, I didn't know that it was enjoyed while it lasts at the time.
Okay.
So, the attention, you know, I just enjoyed every moment. I know every man, especially, you know, the first 2 years when we got married and this period, you know, even just before we got married, into this period, I enjoyed all this. It was so much fun. I loved it. Mm. You know, I enjoyed that attention, you know. Mm. You know, I've not been sleeping well. You know what? Go on, you must sleep. Or... In the morning, you need to do facial, you need to check your face, you need to do... I didn't know that to my mind. But I just noticed lately, it is, if you want to do it, do it. If you don't want to do it, that's your... So yesterday, usually we, you know, it was an experience of, are you not doing facials? Are you not taking care of yourself? No, stand up, let's do it, you must do it now. I had that push. Oh boy, yesterday I just stayed on my own. I said, let me wait and see whether I'm going to be called.
Wait.
I waited until I slept off. The following morning I was like, you didn't even bother to say. She just didn't bother to say what? And I realized that, she said, how many people don't want to take that? Is it you?
Yeah.
Is it you
the
or Zane?
Love has been divided.
I'm like, yo.
It has been divided.
Nobody told me.
I have been trying.
You have. But it's not us. It's not
how
that be.
Can it be?
Hi. I'm like
it used to be. Then it was just both of us.
Yeah.
So it was easy to even notice that, you know, there's a part of you that needs
attention.
Touch up.
Hi.
You know? But right now, the attention has been divided.
So, Oyo is my case right now.
Oyo is your case. You've got to learn how to take care of yourself. You know that statement? You're going to learn today.
You're going to learn today. And the truth is, it's a reality.
Mm.
Now, I could choose to get angry and then belabor the matter, make it, you know, push you once and first.
Yeah.
But that would be selfish, guys. Because once there's a child in the mix, the attention is divided.
Yeah.
And I want to believe that if you look deeply, you also realize that even on my part, you don't mind, but on my part, I have also divided attention.
Yeah.
So I mean, it's something one has to deal with. Nobody told me about this.
Absolutely.
I had to experience it to know,
you know,
that as a couple, once a child comes into the mix, trust me, all those, sometimes, you know, the extra love, you have to go extra mile.
Especially when the child is still solely dependent on the mother.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's tough, right? Mm. To, at that point, cater to the child and also to the husband, you know. It's a lot of responsibility. That's why they say, we may.
That's right.
It's a lot.
You're mothering two...
One big baby and one small baby.
But did you ever think of it like, okay, am I actually... not really paying attention to this guy as much.
Yeah, and sometimes I feel bad, yes. But I don't try to let you know. I don't know if I'm wrong at this point.
So just hide it.
I just hide it. I'm like, Bagwe, when you realize... come back.
Oh my.
Guy Parker, don't worry.
But you'll be fine. The one person in this mix who does not know Jack and is in the mix is Zane.
And I'm saying
this now on national radio so that when he grows, someone would play this recording to him and let him know that, see, your daddy is sacrificing. He's sacrificing attention. Your mom is attention right now.
Yeah.
You know, we drag almost everything, but, you know, it's a sacrifice. So you should know. So when he becomes a man and he gets married, he should support his wife by also sacrificing
this
way.
That's right. I like that you mentioned that. Yeah. When he grows up.
Yeah, he should.
Has his wife, he should also sacrifice. And that makes a lot of sense.
But my question is for couples who are probably in this same situation right now, how do you strike a balance? Because, you know, your relationship with those could also suffer.
That's right.
There's got to be that electric love always connecting you, because it helps the growth.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I mean, for us, in fact, I'm just grateful for the kind of friendship we have.
Yeah.
You know, so that still comes to play once in a while. But when it comes to paying attention as much as, you know, it was when, you know, it was just both of us, I don't think that, you know, it can be like it used to be.
But it can be at least managed.
It can be managed.
In that part
today, I think I'm going to take the backseat to learn.
Okay.
So if you're an experienced wife who has been able to balance, I'm here to learn.
Absolutely. So should it be a conversation with couples? Should they have that conversation like, okay, look, like this attention. So let's fix specific times for us to pay attention to ourselves.
Mm.
There's a lot to pay attention to.
That's right.
There's a lot, man.
There's a lot. But for me, I try. I know you try. You could be stubborn sometimes, but I try.
Yeah, I know. I know I'm stubborn.
I try.
And it's not a bad thing to be stubborn.
It is a bad thing to be stubborn.
It's not totally a bad thing.
Well, in some cases, it's not a bad thing. But in cases where it benefits you. It benefits you. And you're being stubborn about it.
Oh, great. Oh, man. Lagos, we need to bring you all on this one right now. What do you think? Have you been in that situation before? But do not forget the first question Andrea asked you, which has to do with how your weekend went and what dominated the activities of your weekend. I have a small story to tell, by the way. Nigerian Food beat Arise News. So it was a friendly game, so it wasn't competitive. So it was a friendly game, but they were beaten. So it's a statement of fact. In football.
Chai.
So don't mess with us, man. We're number one for talk, number one for soccer, number one for so many things, man. Let's hear from Lagos. 0700-993-993-993.
Hello? The call is back. 0700-993-993-993-993. Hello, what's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Ooh.
I fought through this money.
Yes, you did.
You done did it.
I fought through it. My people.
Yeah.
We're
good. How are you?
It's good. It's good to be alive today.
Yes,
so.
Jesse won, Aslan lost, Man City lost. I'm not going to glass house.
Oh, God, man. God, man.
I just got to say, you guys are lovely. My name is Atiba.
Wow. Thank you.
Thank you.
The right listener.
Wow. Where are you calling from?
From Yaba.
Okay, great. Afiba, thank you so much
for
calling.
Thank you, Mama. Collins, you are doing a good job. Andrea, thank you for taking care of him, okay?
You're welcome, man. I try. Thank you.
Thank you.
Keep on trying, man.
Thank you.
Keep on trying.
Thank you.
I can see from his voice. He's doing good.
Oh, great. You now see voices, man. You're a magician, bro. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Oh, he's gone already. But let's take another call as we have fun.
Hello, good morning.
Hello, Detective. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
This traffic is coming directly to me.
Uh-huh.
All of us are on this girl. We are together.
Okay. You know,
when I got married, my husband doesn't allow me to go outside. He doesn't allow me to do anything. He would like me to stay with him. The love is not divided.
Mm.
But immediately my first daughter enter.
Wahala.
I tell you. Okay. Carry all the attention. First, I have only 30% of the love. My daughter has 70%.
Wow. Wow.
Does it make you feel bad, or how do you manage it?
I feel, let me tell you people, I even reported him. I carried him go to our church. I reported him to our head. I said, what my husband is doing.
Hmm.
He carried all the attention. Even when the girl is very beautiful.
Aww.
She's very beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
So she now carried all the attention I give to her. Ah, I was like, what is happening? He doesn't even give me attention again.
Mm-hmm.
If I want to correct her, he will say, leave her. So I was just like, oh, what is happening?
Hmm.
And I reported him to our church member. He's like our mentor.
Okay.
So now he called him and tell him, see, you, this girl you see here is another person's family. She will still marry and leave us. It's only two of us that will stay here. So that he have to divert attention to me again.
Okay.
Now he diverted attention. But I don't have about, I have only 40.
Okay, at least it's better.
I should have 60% attention.
Wow. But at least you have something. Mm. You have something to hold on to, and that's more important.
That's right. Well, I'm not the only one on this table. We're not the only ones on this table.
Apparently.
That's a good thing to know. You know how you feel when you know, say,
not be only you.
Your problem not be only you. Not many. It just gives you some confidence from nowhere. I think that's why they say a problem shared is half solved.
Yeah. Hello.
Ooh la la.
Hello.
Hi. What's up, Lagos?
Yeah. What's up, Lagos? Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes. So I really don't know why the women work themselves up about this issue.
It's not the women. Me, I'm working myself up now. Really? So it's everybody.
Because my wife is so worried about how I care and love my sister.
Uh huh.
The girl is facing her face. I don't have. I like what did I just said. Now that I reported her husband. She worries. I care so much for me too. You guys. Doesn't mean she's replacing anything. They are not both. They occupy different spaces. So that she would understand how far.
All right. Now, there are so many questions to that. First of all, how do you know that for her to notice that is a difference? You might think there's no difference. You think they should understand. But I think it's something people should have a conversation about.
That's right. Even though that Collins mentioned it to me early this morning that it actually gets to him, I did know that I was pricking somewhere in his heart that
you will.
Was hurtful. Anyway, we need to go on a break. We'll be right back. Stay with us, Lagos. All right, welcome back. 10:31 on the clock is still What's Up Lagos with the Techers. And yes, it's still the feel of Lagos this first hour where we're just asking you, how are you doing? How was your weekend? What's happening around your area? And if you want to jump on our gist, you can do that as well. I mean, I have to apologize. I have to really apologize to Collins. Trust me, I didn't know, or I had no idea that it actually, you know, hurts you. I mean, he casually, what do you know? You casually said it today. You casually just said that, man, I guess to me, my heart just sunk. Like,
I don't want to sound like an Agbaya dad, you know?
Yeah.
That's why it's a tough place to be.
I mean, it's okay.
Most people just pocket it and say, at least for my son and all that, but there can be a balance.
I appreciate that you actually said it.
Yeah, it's one of those things things. And even some people think that you should not talk about it. You should just understand.
You're a man, and especially when it's coming from a man. Yeah. Oh, you're a man. Man up. Don't demand attention from your wife. I mean, just man up. But the fact that you mentioned it, man, trust me, I am so sorry.
Will I move from like 10% to like 20%?
I would try my best. It's hard.
It's not necessary for you to make it like 50-50. No, it's not possible. I don't even want you to do 50-50. It can't work.
Yeah.
You're right.
Mm-hmm.
Can we just move for like 5% where it is now to like 10%?
Okay.
All right, that'll work. How about you? Don't you? That's the irony. Don't you? Have I also?
Maybe because I mean, my attention, you know, has drifted.
Okay.
And I agree to that. It has drifted. So. Mm.
So you're not even expecting.
I'm not even
expecting.
Yeah.
You know, let's hear from Lagos, really.
That's 0700-993-993-993. And the female-only line is 01465-7190. So Collins complained earlier that I haven't been giving him as much attention as I used to when we were just, you know, when it was just the both of us. And I didn't really know that it had that huge impact until today.
Yeah, man. And thank you for taking it, for hearing me out. Even though I planned to cast out already, I had to bring it on radio.
You know, apparently a lot of couples are actually facing the same thing.
That's right.
So if you're on that table, feel free and just us. How are you managing? How are you coping? I mean, it's obvious that when these little ones, the unemployed little ones coming to the mix, they just change the whole thing for you. You know, they scatter the plans.
They don't care, man.
And they don't care.
So how do you strike that balance, man?
How do we strike that balance?
How do we? Because we're in that mix right now. Kind of like... Okay.
Okay, I think Samuel's on the line. But before we peek Samuel's call. Okay, this person is saying, good morning, detectives.
Oh, Samuel's there, ready? Hi, Samuel.
Yeah, bro.
Good morning.
How you doing? How are you doing?
Great.
Yeah, nice one. I call from Ireland.
All right.
Yeah.
So how's Ireland? How was your weekend too?
Yeah, man. Good.
All right.
About the program, man. What I see is Maria, understand? The way it started. Hello?
Yes, we're listening. You said the way you started.
I need to understand. I used to cook the club, and I used to drink. I used to smoke. There are times you cannot go with me. There is no big deal here. And she never got a man, so she can work with me. You get
it? Okay.
And I start planning for the morning. Along the line, I said, I want to see a pastor, my own church. When I get to the pastor, said, she won't marry me. See, the way you look at me, I'm very rough time. I'm not going to last with her. She won't go ahead and marry me. I said, fine, if you want to go along with your pastor, if you want to marry a pastor, go ahead and marry a pastor. Let me go and look for another woman. But I'm talking to you right now. I have 4 feet.
Wow.
Understand? I have 4 feet. And she's over 2. I'm married to 2012. Understand? Yeah, my first daughter now is 8. Second one is 2. The third one is 4.
All right.
Understand? Everything is going well. I don't like anything third party in my marriage. You know what I'm saying? Because I know the third party sometimes used to break marriage.
That's right.
Sometimes I used to have issues with my wife. I want to put on inside the room. I thought it out. At the end of the day, everything worked normal. You understand? Because all this third party, to me, because you can still tell your pastor now, they have issues with my wife. My pastor is going to fast for 5 days. Why can't you use that 5 days and talk to your wife in that house?
All right. Anyways, he doesn't like third party, but obviously he wasn't following what we're talking about, but it's okay.
Yeah,
I mean we still learned something from that.
Exactly. He made a few points.
Or 0700-993-993-993 and WhatsApp is 0809-597-5805.
All right, this person is saying, good morning, the techers. Madam, your laugh is contagious and your passion is great. Oh, God, thank you for being in charge of everything. Bless you all.
Okay.
All right, someone is requesting. It's Benjamin from Lagos. He's requesting for the background audio.
All right, that's Jammy. Just check for Jammy Black. Jammy Black. Check Jammy Black Lagos. The title is Lagos.
All right. So Tobe from Moe says, man, I give up. What's up, Lagos? It's a radio reality show.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it. I'm telling you.
Absolutely.
It is, actually.
Okay. Hello, what's up, Lagos? Welcome.
Hey, what's up, Lagos?
Chest alive.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Eze calling from Jabode.
Welcome,
Eze.
Yes, you see, this issue of marriage,
We're talking about attention,
Yeah, attention, being divided when children come in.
I don't know where to start, sir.
Okay.
I don't know where to start.
You know, you can go to the beginning and start from. Are you there? Oh, boy, he's gone. Sorry. What's up, Lagos? Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Chest alive.
This is Godwin calling from Lekki.
Welcome, Godwin.
First time caller.
Woo!
Welcome, 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 Godwin.
Hello, all the
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. So I want to talk about my weekend.
Okay.
My weekend was good, fun, especially Chelsea won 3-0. So I'm very, very happy. I'm not looking for a lot. You guys are amazing. But I used to say I'm not going to get married, but because of you guys, I will get married very soon.
Wow. That was great.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay.
You guys are so vulnerable. I can't just imagine a couple getting together, coming on radio, and you guys. They came through so much. God bless you guys.
Amen. Thank you.
Thank you.
God bless you. And enjoy. Enjoy.
All right.
Chemistry.
Our physics. Our biology.
0700-993-993-993. This is fun radio, man. Patrick is on the line, joining us now from... We got to find out that just shortly.
Yeah, but we also want to know how that couple can, handle that divided attention and, for it not to bring about resentment. Because, sometimes you bottle these things up, you don't mention it, you don't say it, and you just feel, drawn away from your partner.
Pushed away. People have given that as an excuse to start cheating, if you find out. Which in a way, would kind of launch our thoughts today on the Family Talk. So let's get back. Hello.
Morning.
Good morning. Patrick. Welcome, Patrick.
What's up, Lagos?
Patrick Mbuma.
Chest alive.
Welcome.
Don't give him a new name.
Patrick Teke.
Don't mind me.
Welcome.
Okay. When I got married, first thing was that to tell my wife, no child comes in the first year.
Okay.
So... I want to know her.
Because
I don't want anyone to come in.
Okay.
And so the attention will be divided. So the first 365 days was my wife and I. Thereafter, the generals came in.
Okay.
The generals.
The generals.
Those are the commanders in chief.
The generals came in.
I love that.
We didn't let them... steal or take away our relationship.
Nice.
Very nice.
How did you do it, though? And how did your wife, how did she do it?
Yeah, because we know we're a team. So there's nothing like, this is my favorite, or this is not my favorite child.
Okay.
We related with them the way we need to relate with them.
Okay.
When it is time for us to have attention... for my wife or my wife for me, nobody stays in.
Okay.
Because we didn't get married because of them. They are just addition.
Boy, this is some deliberate way of going about it, man.
Okay.
And we've been in this journey for 28 years plus.
Wow.
Interesting.
Wow. Well, I mean, thank you so much. I know some people are learning right now. Even those who are... We have learned. We've taken notes.
We're taking
notes. So, thank you.
I've seen the two of you, but I know you can feel. Be under 15.
Yeah, I mean, we're taking notes.
So take notes.
We are.
I'll consult for you.
For money, I will pay you, Abby.
Free of charge.
Okay.
Okay, great. Fantastic. Thank you so much, Patrick. And the good thing is, we're not the only one taking notes. There'll be people out there taking notes, too.
Of course.
But it's easy to just say that we agree this, that. When you have a small picking, let me put it that way. Let me say, when you have a child like that is under five, or maybe a child that is still very young, like we talked about the bed, colonization of the bed by children, and you just have to, will you now, so how do you tell that child, look, you and your mother, we have agreed that, you people are just addition. How do you tell that child? That's what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
That one, when the child is grown, you can talk to them and tell them, look, stay here. When the child has not gotten to the point where, and it takes them at least up to when they are like maybe like 5 or 6 before you can really give them instruction to listen to you.
I mean, he also mentioned that he there's an understanding that they're a team.
Yeah, that's key.
I mean, I know of couples that are a team. I mean, we're both team members. We don't even see our marriages, you know.
As a husband and wife, so to speak.
So to speak. We're partners. Yep. It's a teamwork.
That's right.
But we still have that challenge. So I'm saying that it doesn't necessarily have to do with...
Well, you're saying that you're a
being
team.
Being a team, right? Mm-hmm. Sometimes divided attention can still come in.
That's right. That's why we say he's going to consult and he's ready to do that for free. So
okay,
we need to hear a lot from him. More calls coming in. We are finding out from you how the weekend went. And we also asking you. I brought up this point of divided attention. How do you manage it? Do you guys discuss it? Like, you know, some people just close their mouth and go and find their attention somewhere else.
Yeah.
That's where now infidelity steps in.
That's right.
And that's where the beginning of the problem starts.
You hit it on the head.
Let's find out if you are on that table. You like to talk to us about it. You like to share with us if you have some tips, like the last caller, Patrick.
Yeah, I think Rashid here has got something on WhatsApp. He says, "Hello, Teke Dimeji. I think attention imbalance happens mostly when the responsibility of child upbringing is mostly one-sided. When both partners take a reasonable part in raising the child, it's easier to have more attention to devote to each other."
I want to agree to that. It looks like, yeah, I've been trying. I don't want you to say this. Okay. I've been trying my best to support, and not just support, to play my part.
Okay.
But I want to believe that Ella is on the line. Hey, Ella!
I want you to conclude it.
Yeah, I will. Yes!
Just alive!
I'll be wanting to do that.
Wow.
Oh, we're glad you did.
Good morning.
Ella.
Good morning to the most fabulous couple on radio.
Oshé.
Thank you.
And there, I want them. Thank you for writing the for girls well.
Let's go.
Oh my God. You see this topic, eh? Gone are those days when the side chicks were outside. They used to live with us in the house.
In fact, eh?
They live with us. My first daughter is the side chick in my house.
Okay.
She lives and shares the bed with us. So,
wow.
I don't know what to do, but thank God, God has heard my prayers. My second daughter is for me. So the first daughter is for the dad. The second daughter is for me.
So there's balance.
That's how we take. But I don't think. Sometimes it gets to me, but I kind of brush it off because before I got married, I was praying that I get married to a man that will love my children, because I didn't get that from my dad. So the way my husband loves my kids, I'm okay, I'm happy. I don't want to complain because that was what I prayed for.
Wow.
So I'm not complaining at all.
But have you ever talked to him about it before?
About it.
What did he say?
We are just, but before you know, we'll go back to...
It's tough, man. It's tough.
It's tough, right?
I just let it go.
All right.
When they grow up a bit, they will be on their own.
And then you both can, you know, reconnect.
And now I'm not complaining.
Okay. Very great. I want you to take this step you've taken is a sacrifice. When they grow up, would you do like me? Ensure that you let them know that you had to sacrifice that way for them to enjoy the attention. It's a deliberate step.
Absolutely. Maybe we'll have that discussion. But for now, I don't want to.
You don't want to do it at all.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Ella. I appreciate you.
I enjoy the relationship they share. So I just enjoy watching them together.
Uh-huh.
That's
right.
I didn't get that. So I just want them to have it all. So I'm not complaining.
All right. Great. Thank you so much, Ella. We appreciate you. Ella called in from Ajahn with so much excitement.
Yeah.
You know, something about the callers on the show, they're just different, right? They're just different. They're just special.
You were both saying something.
Yeah, I was going to say that. Look, that message that came in from Rashid, struck a chord, and I want to agree.
Okay.
You know, if there's a balance in terms of the responsibility, I think that way you could also balance the attention.
Okay.
For example, if you have to do most of the work, you would definitely spend more time about the child, and that's where the attention goes to. But if the partners all agree to share the attention deliberately, equally, You can also share, that's like the maths of it. You can also equally share the attention of both of you equally. For example, if it's 50-50 in terms of what the child's attention, what the child gets as attention from both of you, there's many 50-50. It's for both of you. You have 100% attention, right? 50 to the child. You two, 50 to the child. That gives 100 to the child.
Okay.
And then the remaining 50 is for both of you. That's like a balance. But you know, it's easy to, you know,
to make the calculations, but implementing it.
Yeah, so we have to work. I have to work on implementing it. I have to deliberately identify some of those areas. So those things that take your attention away from me to him and see how I can be. But the challenge is,
I think,
can mother's attention, can the attention of the mother, can the father become the mother?
Nah.
So it becomes a difficult maths to solve.
Exactly, it's tough. And for me, right? Because, I mean, this started with us.
Yeah.
So for me, I am very nurturing.
Yeah.
I'm very, yeah, motherly, so to speak.
That's right.
So I pay attention to details on his skin, his hair, his clothes, his outfit, his nails, all this stuff. And I think that's what I do for you.
Yeah. That's moved now.
That moved.
But it's okay. You know? We're not complaining. We're just saying it.
So, in that regard, I can only try.
So, what if you give me some of those skills of paying attention
to him?
His I've
nails,
learned, anyways,
his
indirectly,
hair.
Some of them. His hair.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I
clothes,
I'm stepping up. What if I step up a bit more? So that so you can transfer that attention to me, and I'll push it to him.
I think that
solution.
Would be perfect.
Solution.
That's perfect.
We have seen the solution.
That's perfect.
It has been settled.
That is perfect. If you can do all of those, so I can transfer that to you.
Okay. All right, great. So work is to be done, to be continued, guys. More calls coming in, Lagos. How would you be a part of this conversation? Ooh la la. No. Hi.
What's up, Lagos?
Chest alive.
Who else? Come on, Koboko.
Welcome.
Do you know that your sister and your wife and you have bring back some intentionally or intending to break marriages? Do you know?
How? Tell us.
Couples are over 3 months now. Telling us, encouraging us, advising us, and then I think that it is not the way you're talking about 5 minutes ago. You know that some women don't even take care of their children's fingernails and toenails and their hair and the style of their clothes, you know? But what you are saying now, people are listening.
Thank you.
Today, next week with my children and my wife, travel to Texas for their uncle place. They are coming back to them and ending.
Okay.
At times, continue with old me. I will say, pray to God, say, make her not go see her cheeks. So, Andrea, make you pray to God, say, as you they stay with the college, thank God, say, college did not get that her cheeks. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The first part of the message that had to do with people learning from this conversation, that's the whole idea.
Absolutely.
So it's not all about us. It's about us. It is also about everybody.
I mean, I mentioned earlier that I still learn. Still learn, and I'm ready to learn. Still.
Everyone is a learner.
Yeah.
You know, that's something we should all agree on.
Yeah.
Nobody should ever think that we all are learners. We just have areas that we have a bit more knowledge than others.
Yes.
And different, it comes like that. And the areas where we're, that's why it's a balance. That's why it's a family.
Yeah, I agree with you. We have a couple of WhatsApp messages. This person is flabbergasted.
Okay.
Because of the fact that, okay, let me read his message. He says, good morning, what's up, Lagos? I heard a caller saying, it's amazing how you guys come on air and present together despite being a couple. I was really surprised, honestly. Please, I want to be sure. Are you a couple? To be candid, I'm flabbergasted.
Wow. So you are not going to, from flabbergasted, you are going to, I don't have a word to add to that, but yes, the answer is yes.
Yes, we are.
We
are the techers. Mr. and Mrs. Sticky. Shola from Festex says, what's up, Lagos? To give credence to Collins's point, you have to find a way to get into the space. Mm-hmm. And before you know it, you don't feel the distance anymore. Get involved.
Get involved. That's the word. That's a statement of a call to action. It's like a statement, an action statement.
Yes, yes.
Get involved.
Get involved.
So instead of just get involved, find out what it is. It don't break it or don't get involved to destroy. Get involved means that you add to it or you be a part of it.
Mm.
As against splitting it.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Let's see. This person here says, Mr. Collins, I doubt it if that 50-50 essential will work.
Okay.
What if the man is working and the woman is not?
Okay.
How will the man meet up with the 50% attention? It's not possible.
That's right.
His mother's attention to a child would always be more. It's the man's responsibility to put in more effort to assist his wife.
All right.
And he says, thank you. Okay.
But someone called just a while ago that the husband was the one paying more attention to the children and not so how do you balance that too?
That too, yeah.
So it's not one way. It's not one-sided.
It's both ways, actually. It's both ways.
It is what we need. Because the community, we can take one more call before we go on that necessary break.
Yeah.
And then we'll come back. The family talk will be on for 30 minutes.
That's right.
And you see, this attention matter has been attributed to be the cause of
one of the causes
of infidelity.
True.
Which is our focus today on the family talk, dealing with infidelity. When we come back after the break, we'll get into the matter. Gun, 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 gun.
Stay with us, Lagos. We'll be right back.
Indeed, welcome back. This is Nigeria's number one for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info. In 27 minutes, we'll be out of here and talking about Andrea and I, as we have just about those minutes to talk family on this episode of Family Talk with the Techers.
Today's conversation is centered around infidelity. And our question today is, how do you deal with infidelity in a marriage or in a relationship? Does a relationship still remain the same after one party has, cheated, so to speak, on the other? Have you experienced it before? Did your relationship change? How did you deal with that incident?
I hope we're not going to be, refreshing up some wounds, but the whole idea is for others.
Healing some old wounds,
absolutely. But the whole idea is for others to learn, because the truth is, somebody could just be at the verge of giving up because of that experience. How do you deal with it? I mean, it's not a place to find yourself. I'm telling you, whether on the side of the cheetah and the cheetie.
Yeah.
Because it's a big problem.
It is.
Just to mention that it's not a Nigerian problem. It's all around the world.
Mm-hmm.
You hear of these stories and how people react. They're all different. How do you deal with it?
Yeah, I know that there are several causes to, infidelity or partner cheating on the other.
Yeah.
Things could go wrong. Mm. But the thing is, when you find out, when you eventually found out that, okay, your partner was cheating on you, how do you get to deal with it? Do you go after your partner? Do you divorce? Because some people,
that's a no-no for me.
It's over
the
whenever they, got to find out that their partner cheated on them. It's over from there henceforth. For some people, they still, hold on.
Mm-hmm.
They hang in there with their partners. But one thing I know for a fact that is that marriage or that relationship never remains the same. But so how do you deal with it? How do you deal with infidelity, especially in a marriage setting or in a relationship general?
It's a strong meat. It's a tough place. And we expect that we can learn from this.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what's the best way? Is there a best way? Is there the right way? What are those reconciliation steps to take if you found yourself in that situation? Can that relationship ever remain the same? And then this general mindset that our society believes that men can cheat and go
scot-free.
and women should not try it. Remember that story?
That reminds me of last week's clinic where Mary was, there's this particular culture that said if a woman cheats, the woman dies instantly, and then the man can go scot-free even when he cheats.
So some cultures promote cheating amongst men.
So to speak, yes.
And then you remember that Chinese proverb, what a Chinese man said, the old Chinese man.
Okay.
When he was asked, why is it that the society gets to point the fingers at the woman whenever a woman cheats? They'll be like, she's this, she's that. They use all the names that radio cannot allow us mention to describe the woman. But when it comes to the man, they'll be like, okay, correct man, strong man.
Yeah.
And he used that key issue, and it, we all agreed that that proverb cannot work.
Mm.
He said, "Well, a master key would you call a key that can open all doors? A master key, and a key that a door that can be opened by all keys as a user's door." But that is not the situation here. But do you think that mindset has also aided cheating, especially when it comes to gender now?
Yes.
On the side of the men, because does society still think that a man can cheat and go scot-free and feel free with it, and a woman cannot do it because they consider the woman useless? Or how do you handle it?
Yeah.
What is your take on the matter?
I think to some extent, right? Yes, society has actually encouraged it, saying that, if a man can do that, he's the master key, like you said, the old man's Chinese proverb, that if a man can do, you know, a master key that can open all doors, or a key that can open all doors, is a master key, and he attributed that to a man, and he says,
the door
that any key can open, you know, and he attributes that to a woman. I think that is just a societal thing, you know, where we have come to believe that men can easily, you know, and it's a good thing, so to speak. But it doesn't make any sense as far as I'm concerned.
So how do you deal with infidelity? Some people will just back up. Let me just take it like that. Some couples come to a point where they just agree, both of them.
Yeah.
Do I do?
Mm.
But they're still together at that point now.
I mean, there's a story of this woman who I, you know, came in contact with. Now, she told us that she had numbers and pictures. She showed me pictures of the girls who her husband has been having affairs with.
Yeah.
She showed me a number, I think three of them. You know, she said, look at these women, they are all my husband's side chicks. They are all of them. And she said she has actually confronted them one after the other. She also mentioned that she has spoken to her husband about it. And then she told him that, you know, good, if I am not okay for you, go ahead. But, you know, when you come to this home to have anything to do with me, you're not going in for free.
You pay.
You're not like you pay. You're not going in for free, so to speak.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, boy.
So that was the condition she gave her husband. They're married today, you know, but he has the freedom to do all of that. That's how she's coping, or that's how she's dealing with the infidelity. You know, I don't know. Question today is,
How do you deal with it?
How can one deal with this question, in quote, infidelity?
Some people is a deal breaker. It happens, that's the end. Some will just say, well, you know, that's how life is. Well, you can call 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. We're trying to reconnect the WhatsApp. So in the meantime, when the WhatsApp is reconnected, you can send a WhatsApp message to 0809-597-5805. And if you're a lady out there...
This one's for you, 01465-7190. Do you have an experience?
Would you like to share with us?
Would you like to share with us? I know that it's quite a sensitive topic.
Yep.
It's quite one that I am sure a lot of people might not want to talk about.
Mm.
But it actually does affect us. It's a real life conversation. It's a serious conversation. It's something that happens. So why don't we talk about it?
Right.
Yeah, so if you have an experience you want to share with us, feel free to do that.
Remember, it's a family talk with the Techers.
We talk about real life conversations happening to real life people every day. This is Family Talk with the Techers. Family is everything.
Lines buzzing. People call in.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Andrea.
Good morning. Welcome.
Can I remain anonymous?
Yes, feel free.
Not? Okay. So, this issue of infidelity, I was in one compound before.
All right.
Can you hear me?
Absolutely.
Yes, we can.
Go ahead.
So, my landlord approached me one day. So, he was like talking to me because my job, I'm a nurse.
Okay.
So it was like, he can't meet with his wife anymore, this and that. Can I help him with some drugs? I said, before I can give you anything, go and run a test. So he went. He called me. Before he left me, that he was trying to harass me. I pushed him away. So my husband came back. I told him that this is what our landlord is trying to do. Do you know what my husband told me?
No.
He said I should set him up. I should accept. Then he will go and lodge me in an hotel. So they will come and meet me there. And I said, what if before you come, something has happened? What will not happen? I said, I can't do it. But could you believe that my husband is still holding that grudge, that since I refuse to do that thing, that does not believe me, that wow. I am going out with the landlord.
What?
Wow.
To the extent that even the kids I have for him, he and his brothers, they are saying the child does not belong to him.
Wow.
I mean,
that issue is there.
Wow. Did you go for a DNA test or something?
No, we didn't. We didn't.
I mean, but you're...
Last year, there's an issue happened again, of which he was telling his brother on a call that he saw me and he believes that I'm cheating on him. And the brother is still telling him, I told you that those children are not for you.
Wow.
Those children are not for you. And when I consult him, I said, this is what you are telling your brother about me. He said, in as much as I did not do what he asked me to do bad thing, and then did not believe me again.
Wow.
So since that time, if anybody approached me, I would not just say anything to him.
Hmm.
I don't say anything to him again.
Wow.
It's very difficult for a woman to open up to her husband that this is what I'm taking outside. The man would think of, feels that is how she is.
Wow. Hmm. We're really sorry that you're experiencing this.
Perhaps, I mean, she might need some help, you know, direction and counseling, as it were. Perhaps Colette will get your number and then we'll follow up from there. But this is really sad. Really, really sad. Thank you for sharing with us. So
thank you for sharing.
That's another direction, if you ask me.
Thank you for sharing.
Oh,
that,
boy.
That has a lot to do with the man's insecurity. That's that's basically what's going on.
And also allowing... third party.
Yeah. For him to think of, you know, taking her to, I mean, from what she said, he
just
wanted
set
to
the
set the landlord up. And she wasn't comfortable with it, saying that, I mean, what if he rapes me? Which I expect that the husband should have thought of. And, you know, reassure her that don't worry, it's not about you, it's about him.
Yeah.
But right now it has turned the table, saying that if you have refused to go to the hotel room so that we can, you know, set this man up, that means you both have something ongoing. And she has said multiple times to him that I don't have anything ongoing with this man, and he has refused
to agree. Because there's a brother who thinks that he has CCTV everywhere and he knows better. I mean, he sees the wife, he believes by his mind that, this wife is cheating on my brother and I'm going to say it. And how do you even communicate that kind of thing?
She also mentioned something that is tough for a woman to share to her husband, that she's been getting advances from other men, you know. It's tough. Do you agree to that? Is it tough? I mean, are some men...
See, here's the thing. First of all, when your wife or your partner tells you that, as a man, tells you that you're getting advances, all right, depending on how the first thing that comes to your mind is... Well, for me, the thing is, well, I don't expect that you cannot get advances.
Yeah.
So I don't expect that. I expect that people should, you know, people reach out to you normally. They don't care. Some people don't even care whether there's a ring or not.
Mm-hmm.
So they just say fine lady and they want to try their luck.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because there are a lot of people with rings who also damn the ring and they still go ahead and do what they feel like doing. But once you told me that, the fact that you told me that you're getting some advances and you give me information about it, that is reassuring. That already tells me that, yes, you are not part of it.
Mm.
That's the way I would think.
Yeah.
You're not part of it. And it all boils down to my personal trust and my personal trust towards you. Whether or not you tell me, for me personally.
Mm-hmm.
But some people, when you tell them...
And their guards are up,
people like that are those whose hands are not clean. Because you must be someone who is a particle of something to believe that someone else is doing the same.
Anyway, the phone lines are buzzing. 0700-993-993-993. Hello, good morning.
Hey, what's up, Lagos?
Just alive.
It's John calling.
Welcome, right, John.
You say, that woman that take a call up, you have saved my mind because... My woman did the same to me.
Okay.
You dare not see me talk to a woman. If I see me talking to a woman, I've concluded that I'm befriending that woman.
Wow.
So we have been facing a lot of crisis in my home because of that issue. I don't know why things are like that. And I trusted her right from time because my mother, I wish she was very small. I'm not sure how to. We have gotten 4 children now. Even 2 of my children is in university. But it still upsets me that I can leave her and go out, which I never did in my life. Since I was even born, I have not gone to a hotel to even talk to a woman that I've gone to a hotel. I don't know how even I will speak when I get to a hotel there. So, but they keep on stopping me because of that. So I don't know why those things are happening.
Okay, she doesn't trust you. She thinks that you could be cheating.
Yeah, once you see me talking to a woman, it's a big problem. I'm not going to sleep in the house that very day.
Wow. Man, that has a lot to do with her insecurity. And, I mean, you have to reassure her. Yeah. If you're not doing anything, you have to really reassure her.
I even called the children's attention and told her, this is what your mother is doing. This is what he's complaining. He's accusing me of something I didn't even think about. And the children, you know, they are still young. They've never gone to that maturity. So they don't know what to say.
Wow.
But I only complain that and say that when you are up to that age to know something, you know that your mother is just causing problem to you and to myself also, because I'm not having that freedom in my home. Even when I saw her coming and I'm talking to somebody, I'll be very conscious of what I'm going to
wow.
face at home.
Wow.
It's a big problem to me.
Thank you for sharing. Thank you for sharing.
Wow. Dealing with infidelity. Matt's our focus, and it's a topic that has multiple
many parts.
But the least you can do is share your experience. If you do have one, how do you deal with it? To you, should we ask, how would you deal with it? Some people will be like, God forbid right now. You're not happy.
I don't want to find myself in such a situation. Hey.
But you know, life happens.
Yeah, I mean, for the last call, I think that probably his wife is being paranoid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Maybe there's an experience in the past
she
hasn't dealt with.
Exactly. She probably just being paranoid. I mean, I have been on that boat before. And I'm not going to come and act like, you know, I'm a human being, I'm a woman, and I secure what belongs to me. So, you know, I have actually been in that position before where I've been paranoid, but I grew past it. And probably she's still taking her time to grow past that, you know, paranoia, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
I think so.
I mean, it's a tough one to marry to someone like me who's very jovial, friendly, open. Sometimes I go to flirt like you know, fetishes. And
let's leave it there. 0700.
I know it's tough.
993-993-993.
Hello. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, this is Polan, the line from Aja.
Welcome. Let's talk.
Yeah. Well, this issue is what I think we've been talking about something I have called.
Okay.
And my marriage is about 22 years now.
Okay.
So I started to agree with my own kids that even the family, they are all away. They are still supported the whole thing. Are you getting me?
Wow.
Yeah.
And I just told myself that it is me and my husband, not the family. So I stood myself and I prayed the value. That even all the chicks, I know all of them. They know me.
Wow.
There was a particular one that we met in the past. I looked at her and I was so nice to her. At the stage, she came to the house to come and meet me, and she told me, said, I'm sorry.
Wow.
Wow.
As in fact, you're kind of person, you're very, very special. For you to know someone this way, your husband, you are just nice to the person. You don't need to pack out of your husband's house. You don't even need to make trouble. I didn't make trouble. I just told myself that we still will laugh. My sister, I'm laughing now. I'm telling you the truth.
How did it all end?
I can go the whole year, 2 years without sex.
Wow.
Yes, it was that bad. Because they were not seeing me. I was not existing.
Wow.
It was that bad.
Wow.
But I just give God the thing that I stood my ground.
Wow.
And I told myself that if you don't win me, I will be the one to win this. And thank God I won.
How did you win? You want to share how you were able to deal with it?
Because, I didn't confront it. Because in Nigerian men, if you confront them, they will tell you that if you cannot say go,
Wow.
And when you keep changing men, I didn't confront it, but I just only let him know that I know what's going on.
Okay.
Sometimes I'll get angry along the line, I'll burst out, I'll shed tears over it, you understand? But we talked over it. He will deny, but as he said, he knew that that denial was not working for God. Something I knew of. But today, my sister, he's tired now.
Child.
Someone close to 60. You're tired. Are you getting it?
Yeah.
So it's the less of anybody fighting. If it's not beating you, if it's not, how would I say, it's not beating you, there's no need of you quarreling over it. Because that's the point
you're
going to get tired. He's a human being.
Yeah. All right.
Thank you very
because
much,
Ashay. If you fight him, you are going to lose your
hope. Wow.
An African contest, the men, they are the one.
Oh. Wow. Thank you for sharing. What a way to deal it. You know, sincerely, Loki, if you just keep quiet, it's more scary. Speaking from a man's point of view, it could be more scary. Just think about anybody's point of view, whether a man or woman.
Yeah.
You know that maybe your wife or your husband is cheating, and then you say, I know what's going on, and you do nothing about it. And so any man, if you know, breathe. But some people don't send, though. Some people are like, before. But at the end of the day, is that the best way to deal with it?
You know, there's been this question.
What if the cheating leads to something that will end the man's life at the end of the day?
In fact.
Or make him lose, suffer.
You know?
Just thinking aloud.
Right. You know, there's been this question that why... I mean, I'm trying to narrow it to men this time. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that men are women. Women don't cheat. Women do cheat. But, you know, there's been this question that why do married men cheat?
Mm-hmm.
And Sigmund Freud, with his psychoanalytical theory, he came up with this Madonna and whore analogy, where he said men, they see their wives like this Madonna figure, this something to be cherished.
And not used anyhow.
And so the whore, who probably is the side chick, is someone who they can, you know, use as they like.
Mm-hmm.
So because they see their wives as, you know, their mothers, she's carrying my children. This one is sacred.
Mm-hmm.
And I shouldn't handle this one. I should take care of this one. And then for, you know, the side chick, the whore, if it's one who I can, you know, just
use anyhow,
do as I like, so to speak. So that was his analogy. But I'm thinking, does that really make any sense? So he's saying that that's the nature of some kind of men, where that they have the Madonna whore effect, so to speak.
Wow. That, like you said, is just one. It could be a set of men that think that way.
Yeah, but I mean,
but there are other men who even though they're the one cheating, but they're like the one that are cheating anyhow.
You know?
No. But when we look at for me, something
okay.
But this is a serious topic.
It is.
And it shows that obviously we cannot finish it today. A lot of calls are coming in. People want to share their experiences. Perhaps we'll push it to tomorrow.
Absolutely.
Because we have like 5 minutes to be here.
That's right.
It's like testing the waters. Testing.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. What's up, Lego?
Chest alive.
Collins and Andrea, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Sunday.
It's a very big issue, in fact. There was a time my wife said to me, I mean, what are you trying to do? Because I gave somebody my phone number. Then I now called her and I said, look, if that is the case, any day I see any man say this phone number with you, and maybe I search your phone, I discover that there is a man that gives you a number, even if it should be your brother, you are going to be in very big, serious problem with me. And that was what ends up the whole thing.
Wow.
So she doesn't, I don't care about her, she doesn't care about it. She can use my phone, I can use her phone, so it depends on, because I trusted her, and she trusted me as well. But that day, she saw me giving my number to one lady that we are living in the same house. So,
all right.
All right, it's 11:29, and this is our time where I step aside for Power Solutions. Don't you worry. You will be hearing my voice again, I think, in the afternoon hour. You'll be hearing my voice again. But for now, this is, I mean, we put a pause on this particular conversation.
Yeah.
And we have a part two of this conversation tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll have a complete 1 hour to talk about this, dealing with infidelity. And you can share your personal story. So, guys, let's do this tomorrow.
All right, stick around for Power Solutions. For now, I am stepping aside. I am Andrea Oduobi. Take care.
And I'm Collins. And I'm here for Power Solutions coming up in seconds. Bye.